This is my homily for the third Sunday of Advent, December 15th. Here is your God. In our first reading today, Isaiah 35, Isaiah calls upon the people to rejoice because the glory of God will be given to them. Be strong, fear not, here is your God. He comes to save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf will be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag, then the tongue of the mute will sing. Here we have a hint to the Jewish people that the Messiah will be God. The name Jesus means God saves. God will ransom his people, and they will be crowned with everlasting joy and gladness. In our gospel today, in Matthew chapter 11, we have an unusual scene with John the Baptist. He proclaimed Jesus as the Lamb of God, and that he must increase and I must decrease. Yet sometime after his arrest, he sent messengers to Jesus, asking him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" A strange question coming from the precursor of the Messiah. Consider that John was probably in a very dark dungeon, not knowing if it was day or not. Not knowing if he was going to live another day or die that day. Perhaps he heard stories of Jesus eating with sinners, tax collectors, and prostitutes. Perhaps he had doubts of Jesus' righteousness, doubts about himself and his mission. If he was going to die, he wanted to be certain his life and mission was not a failure. Jesus answered, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. The poor have the good news preached to them, and blessed is the man who takes no offense at me." Here we see Jesus fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah. This might have brought great comfort to John the Baptist, who would die soon at the hands of Herod. The result of sin can blind us and cripple us. I am a sinner, ransomed by Jesus. I was blinded by pride, paralyzed with fear, deaf to God's voice, his word. I was mute in my praise of God. Then a prophet said, "Here comes your God. Jesus comes to save you, redeem you, restore you." I was dead in sin, but now I'm alive. Now I can see my many follies, and I can see God with the eyes of faith. I can hear him calling me. Whom shall I fear? I trust Jesus, no matter what happens. God has done great things for me and for you. Here is your God. He comes to save you.